Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 22nd of August, and right now it's partly cloudy and 27 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today predicts mostly cloudy, with temperatures ranging from low of 28 to high of 33, with a heat index of 37 degrees Celsius. We can expect winds from west at 10 to 15 miles per hour, shifting to the south-southwest in the afternoon. Later on, overcast in the evening and mostly cloudy. Southerly winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, shifting to the west after midnight. Morning humidity was on 65 and will drop on 53% by noon. Moon is still full, illuminated on 98%. For this Sunday, 25th of August, at Matrim and Deer Banyan Tree at 5 p.m., we are invited to a silent gathering for the protection and consolidation of all the lands required for Auroville. The Foundation Secretary, Mr. Bala Bhaskar, has invited the Resident Assembly Service to announce a silent gathering to invoke Mother's Grace for the protection and consolidation of all the lands required for Auroville. For Wednesday, 28th of August at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, Resident Assembly Service invites us to a second general meeting on Matrim and Deer Executive Selection. The Resident Assembly Service would like to announce a follow-up general meeting to discuss proposal regarding the selection of Matrim and Deer Executive. Some have suggested that the discussion on the selection process for Matrim and Deer Executive should also include an examination of the mandate of the Matrim and Deer Executive and their roles and responsibilities. The list of proposals received so far and the report on the last meeting on the Matrim and Deer Executive selection process can be found on www.auroville.org /article/38229. Resident Assembly Service is asking us to send them our suggestion on the mandate of the Matrim and Deer Executive, on the selection process for the Matrim and Deer Executive, and on the improvement of the agenda below. An agenda for the second general meeting to discuss proposals regarding the selection of the Matrim and Deer Executive will be, as we said, on Wednesday 28 at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. And the topics are following: introduction and presentation of proposals receiving regarding the Matrim and Deer Executive mandate, discussion and suggestions, following by presentation of proposals received regarding the Matrim and Deer Executive selection process, and discussion and suggestions, and conclusion with summary of proposals. For more information, we shouldn't hesitate to email Resident Assembly Service at rasservice@auroville.org in or call them on 948-6623-749. Gallery Square Circle Kala Kendra in Bharat Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone presents Smoot, which would be an exploration in charcoal and pastels by Archana Sankaran, with its inauguration on Sunday, 25th of August at 4:30 p.m. Inauguration itself would be followed by music concert between 5 to 6 with Swaram Group on drums and Archana vocals with Central Chocolate Band. Exhibition will be on from 25th until 7th of September. And daily the Gallery Square Circle is open between 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. but is closed on Sundays and public holidays. On Monday 26th at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we will hear Seda presentation. Setup is Sustainable Enterprise Development in Auroville Bioregion and is an Auroville initiative that is working with self-help group of women and men in the bioregion to create sustainable enterprises. A number of Auroville units are involved in training and creating enterprises. The Setup team will share their work and experiences with the community, followed by question and answer sessions. On Tuesday 27 at 5 p.m. at Dreamers Cafe and Visitor Center, we can listen again to Trovadors in Auroville. They will share with us poetry and music in English, Spanish, French, Italian, Tamil, Arabic, Russian, and we are really welcome to come and enjoy reading, telling and singing. On Saturday 24th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Zautra in Bharat Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, we are invited to Impro Theatre Workshop, which is supposed to be for all and everybody. For more information, we can contact Jeff on 948-6475-366 or Emma on 994-3970-834. Auroville Film Festival 2013 will open on September 17 at 5 p.m. As always, their aim is to bring the residents of Oroville together to share a sense of community and belonging to through films and videos. This year, they would like to extend the spirit of the festival by creating an inspiring and inviting festival ambience. They will have an outdoor screening venue, music concerts, art installation, a poster exhibition, an exhibition of photographs from the Shri Aurobindo Center for Arts and Communication from New Delhi, and they will have an outdoor shamiana tent with tables and chairs. They invite Aurovillians who would like to provide refreshments in the shamiana to contact them. The Aurovillian Film Festival is completely non-commercial and free for everybody. It is in this non-profit spirit that they would like people to participate when providing refreshments. We can email them at aurovillefilmfestival@auroville.org. Over next few Saturdays, there will be a series of workshops to help guide people in cycle maintenance. It's called the Do-It-Yourself series at Auroville. They will start very basic and progress as the weeks pass to more challenging tasks. We are free to join the sessions appropriate for us. Some might just want the basic and others to deepen their present skills. And the first installment is this Saturday on 24th at 9:30 a.m. until noon, and will cover the real basics, adjusting our cycle for comfort and efficiency, wheel removal and puncture repair, brake and chain cleaning for a smooth and quiet ride. And before we conclude, let us speak over our borders. At London, the Conference for Consciousness and Human Evolution, which would be the Europe's largest conscious conference, 2013, will be held in Millennium Gloucester Hotel and Conference Centre in Kensington in London on 23rd, 24th and 25th of August. The Conference for Consciousness and Human Evolution is an annual event presenting a journey for all of the participants that they attend. Over 3 days, the participants will hear talks and lectures from some of the greatest teachers alive, each bringing a new understanding of human potential, possibilities for development of our consciousness and the future for global humanity, each talk working together to make the whole 3 days a view into a greater paradigm of being. The French Pavilion Group presents today at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, Auroville, the story of Utopia. And tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the Shri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, there was screened To Be or Not To Be, directed by Ernst Lubitsch. It was made in USA in 1942. And at the Echo Film Club in Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m., we can see Bigger, Stronger, Faster documentary, which was made in 2008 by director Christopher Bell. Within Human's Journey series at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 7 p.m., there will screen drama fantasy Antarjuat, The Fast Runner, which was made in Canada in 2001 by director Zacharias Kunuk. And on Saturday at 8 p.m., we can see an international drama romance, Cairo Time, which was made in Canada, Ireland, and Egypt in 2009 by writer and director Ruben Adam. A children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., there will screen comedy adventure family, Hook, made in USA in 1991 by director Steven Spielberg. And later on at 8 p.m. at Shakespeare on Screen Festival, part 1 at the Cine Club, we can see Falstaff, Chimes at Midnight, which was made in France in 1965 by director Orson Welles. And the mother wrote, "The indispensable basis of our yoga is sincerity, honesty, unselfishness, disinterested consecration to the work to be done, nobility of character, and straightforwardness." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourworldradio.org.